Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris. Please subscribe to the channel while you're thinking about it right now. Let's get to the price action. Well, today Bitcoin right now, it's a little bit under 69,000, as you can see. 68,865. But, you know, yesterday we surged all the way up to almost 73K. Now we're coming back. It looks like we're back testing this 69K level, which is the top yellow line here. We viewed it as resistance here, then support here, resistance here, support here, resistance here. And now if we can hold it as support, then we'll probably turn around and keep going up. But of course, the next 12 to 18 months is going to be, in general, up, whichever way looks good to you. So let's continue. This is the time chain calendar. 10 days until the halving, and right now it's sats per dollar. 1,451 sats per dollar. All right, and then April 20th is going to be the halving. Yeah, and Bitcoin looks like this, and this is jelly, by the way. Bitcoin looks like this, and people in my comments will still look for any reason to be bearish on the market. Some people can't be saved. Yeah, look, when you see this kind of thing happening, and some people really, they just want Bitcoin to go back to 10K because they want to say, I told you so. That's the main thing, right? They wanted 10K when it was 25K, and then it's been going up and up, and they still are saying 10K, and they just can't, they just have to keep doubling down and say, oh, it's going to 10K. Some people are dumb. But look at this chart. I mean, this light gray area is resistance. Now it's going to be support, and we're in a bull run. Hello. My goodness. Will the 100K Bitcoin God candle come before or after the halving? Before or after? Well, we only got 10 days, so 100K, it could happen. But seems a little ambitious. Here's Pete Rizzo posted this. Exactly 13 years ago today, which I believe was yesterday, this legend embarked on the first ever Bitcoin road trip. He drove 3,000 miles from Connecticut to California, trading hundreds of Bitcoin along the way. The price was $1.30. King. Yeah, and I watched, this is the guy. I don't know his name, but there's a few videos here. You could see him here. He's actually, he bought like 2 gallons of gas for 0.75 Bitcoin. So, okay, 2 gallons of gas for 0.75 Bitcoin. So in today's money, what's 0.75 Bitcoin? Like $53,000 or something? So you could say he paid $50,000 for 2 gallons of gas. You can't really say that, but anyway, that's what the math works out to. And the only reason I'm showing this, obviously, frankly, is because what's going to happen in the future? You know, I think of on Noster, I zap people 21 sats all the time. 21 sats is like a penny. Well, maybe now it's like 2 pennies. So you just zap someone and they make a good post. You zap them 21 sats. A lot of people do that. But imagine in the future, maybe 8 years, 10 years, when 21 sats is worth like $100. Or maybe it's worth $21. Or maybe it's worth $10. Who, you understand. What I'm doing now, it's easy, 21 sats, but in the future, maybe 21 sats will be worth, it will be worth a lot more, and then we're going to look back and say, oh my God, remember the early days of Noster when we used to just zap 21 sats all day long? Yeah. Here's Alex Gladstein on the What Bitcoin Did podcast, and I'm just going to read a quote. You can watch the clip. I link to everything below, but this was posted by the Fountain app, by the way, which Fountain, you can listen to your podcasts on Fountain, and you can actually zap your favorite podcast in the app. It's awesome. So here's a quote from Alex Gladstein. When we've had new technologies arise in humanity, we've always had people fight them. That's what's happening with Bitcoin. Every new fundamental revolutionary technology comes with doubters, and it takes decades to silence them. And it's true. He talks about electricity, the car, everything. Literally everything, every huge leap forward in technology, there's always like literally 90% of the population that says, oh, that's stupid, it's terrible, it's going to ruin everything. But like electricity, okay? There were people that were against electricity I mean, come on, look at what electricity has done for humanity. It's incalculable. So here, I thought this was a great idea from Tor de Meester. We're witnessing a transition from geographic power to digital power. And by the way, this is regarding Elon Musk in the disagreement and ongoing battle with Brazil. We're witnessing a transition from geographic power to digital power. In a decade or two, Bitcoiners will rule the cyberspace waves and widely employ censorship thwarting strategies to project power in the world. And here you could see this is Preston Byrne posted this. Brazil says, censor these dudes. Elon says, haha, no. Brazil says, fine, we will censor our internet so no one can access your service. And Elon says, haha, I have more satellites than you. Censor this. And this is all because apparently Elon Musk is to provide free Starlink for schools if the Brazilian government terminates the contract. I guess it's the Twitter contract or I don't know what. Look, I try my best to follow all this. And I think over a period of days, we figure out what's going on. But this stuff moves so fast, right? These stories break on social media. There's a bunch of back and forths. And you only see one part of it. And then you see another part. And it's to put it all together. You know, sometimes it takes some time. But anyway, well, we have to fight these authoritarian governments. And Elon seems to be doing that. So, but of course, so many people hate Elon. We're going to talk about something in a minute where there's someone, a public figure that a lot of people love, and then he does or says one thing or does one thing, and all of a sudden he becomes the devil or she becomes the devil. And it's like, same thing with Elon. He bought Twitter, and a lot of people thought that was good, but then he didn't do everything perfect, so now he's the devil. And it's just weird. Like, everything's not black and white. Like, a lot of people do good, and they do a lot of good, but they're not perfect people because no human being is perfect. So you can't, and we're gonna talk about Michael Saylor in a minute. You can't take a guy like Michael Saylor and focus in on one little tiny thing and say, oh, that guy's a shill, he's a CIA shill, he's a WEF guy. Man, a lot of people on the internet, man, you just go way off the reservation. One little thing happens and you just lose your mind. All right, let's keep going. Here's Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, and this is yesterday, but he says, today we have officially launched the purchase offer for our external debt due from 2025 to 2029. So basically, El Salvador wants to pay back their debt sooner than they're supposed to so that they can be a free country without any debt from the World Bank or whoever. Whoever lends money to countries. What a scam that is. But anyway, they want to buy back all their debt, and so they literally will be debt-free. I don't know when. I guess from 2029 maybe or 2030. Point is, it's been a way of life on planet Earth to borrow from whatever central bank, whatever cartel is running the planet. And every country borrows from them, and then they just owe them their lives forever. And El Salvador is like, you know what? We're going to pay down all our debt. We're going to be debt-free. We're going to do what we want to do. And this is the future. A lot more countries are going to do this. All right, so let's get into this Michael Saylor thing I was alluding to before. This is Odell. He's commenting on Noster because he deleted his Twitter. And Odell is, what, can I hover over his? No. He is a Bitcoiner. He's in Nashville, and he's very active in raising money so that open source development can happen in the Bitcoin space. Not always specifically, you know, building on Bitcoin like layer twos and stuff, but just building apps and building things that integrate Bitcoin and Lightning. And because in order for Bitcoin and Lightning to take off, we need apps, right? We need good applications to replace all the legacy applications we're still using. So Odell's big into that, and he's very respected in the Bitcoin community. But here he says, one of the big ETFs was going to donate to open source devs. Saylor told them if they did it, he would crush them. So they pulled out of the commitment. And then there's a whole thread here. It's insane. It's just insane. So, and again, we're, I'm not verifying any of this. This story is unfolding like right now. So I'm just telling you what I know right now. And I'm not saying Odell's a bad guy or Michael Saylor's a bad guy. I don't know. To me, they both seem like good guys. So call me crazy. Oh my God. But anyway, this is a pretty bold statement. And I'm not saying he's wrong, but this is actually the episode where this is his quote. "Yes, I believe Saylor is an effing dumbass for not supporting open source contributors." And that's Odell there on the left. And look, it might be true. Maybe Saylor is not supporting open source contributors. And maybe he's made that decision for a reason. I don't know. We don't know. But everyone is, you know, tagging Saylor, Michael Saylor, and trying to get him on this show. This show is called Citadel Dispatch with Odell. But anyway, hopefully Michael Saylor and Odell can have a conversation, which would be really good. But it is a little nerve-wracking to have, you know, two influential Bitcoiners seemingly getting into something, a significant skirmish. And that's why Tatey Waity here says, "This is me waiting to see the Saylor open source dev stuff play out." And yeah, this is Tatey Waity. I feel you, brother. I feel the same way. I don't like when brothers fight, but, you know, brothers fight. So let's fight. And then you finish fighting and then you move on. this is something that I've actually realized this in my life. People who, like, men who didn't have brothers growing up, who didn't fight with their brothers growing up, they don't understand just fighting with your brothers and fighting with your friends sometimes. Like, you know, you don't obviously kill them or anything. You don't go too far, but a little bit of fighting is good. That's how you stay sharp. That's how you grow. You learn, you take a stand, you get put in your place and you rethink, and it's all part of it. It's all part of learning. It's very natural. It's very normal. So again, this isn't the end of the world. Let's just figure it out though. Now let's get to some fiat nonsense and government nonsense for context. This is new. Senator Tim Scott says it seems that digital assets have become, quote, "the scapegoat of this administration," end quote, making the point that the U.S. giving $6 billion cash to Iran is not the fault of cryptocurrency. So we know government's doing this. They're like anything they can't control and anything they don't own, anything they can't scam yet, they don't like it, and it becomes the scapegoat for everything. Oh, it's same with Trump, right? Trump is the scapegoat for everything. And I'm an anarchist, so don't think I'm Republican or Democrat, okay? I'm an anarchist. All these Republicans and Democrats, most of them are complete idiots and sheep. And if you're one of them, all I have to say is just wake up. Wake up, look around, do some research. Don't play into their psychological operation to get you fighting with each other. So so they want you fighting with each other so that when they're scamming you financially, you don't really notice. And this channel and my mission with Fractal Bitcoin is to help everyone realize what's going on, how we're being scammed, and the people who are scamming us, and the systems that we revere, they're all scamming us. And Bitcoin is one of the major, it's probably the major thing that's going to help us overcome all that scamming. Or else we're just going to keep getting scammed forever. And here's Senator Cynthia Lummis. This video is going to be long if we watch it. I don't want to, I'll link to it. You can watch it. But yeah, she says they know they can't control it. They know it's decentralized. They know its potential. And therefore, they're going to stand up to Bitcoin and crypto and make it a big problem, make it an issue. They're going to try and tax it. They're going to try and do everything. Anything they can do to thwart Bitcoin, they're going to try. Period. Do you disagree? Do you disagree? Please comment. And here, this is just a little history for you. Remember when Warren Buffett said that Bitcoin is probably rat poison squared? Well, guess what? Bitcoin is up 700% since he said that. Just so you know. Yeah. And now there's ETFs and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These dinosaurs who don't understand Bitcoin, Bitcoin's going to grow a lot more once these people are gone. Once they're with God, and now we can get on with what, you know, the modern world, and we can, the modern world, that sounds so stupid, but we can get on with Bitcoin, and we can displace all the corruption and the scamming with Bitcoin. That's what we're doing. Thank you. And here, this is a good comparison. In the U.S. debt in 2009 was $9 trillion. U.S. debt in 2024, $34.6 trillion. By the way, the Bitcoin maximum supply in 2009, 21 million. And the Bitcoin max supply in 2025, 21 million. Yeah, and this is a really cool little video. I'll link to it. The relationship between nodes and miners. You know what? Let's watch it.
One of the most confusing things for people who haven't studied Bitcoin is the relationship between nodes and miners. If we draw a parallel from traditional mining, we can think of the nodes as the owners of the land the mine is on. The miners take on the risk of buying all the equipment and energy and repay the nodes by securing their land and making it grow in value. This is why miner centralization isn't such a big problem. Of course, mining should be as decentralized as possible, but the miners still work for the extremely decentralized network of nodes.
Now, I'm still new to all this, relatively. I mean, as far as the mining part goes, like, I don't know much about mining at all, but I thought that was an interesting analogy. What do you think about that analogy? Is that a fair analogy? Let me know in the comments. Real quick, there's been a bunch of wallet updates. Blue Wallet has a new release. It's a self-custodial Bitcoin and Lightning wallet. Blue Wallet and also Mutiny Wallet has a new version out. They are also a self-custodial wallet. And Zeus also has a new version out. I believe they are self-custodial as well. Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. I don't use Zeus. And as far as events, Bitcoin Plus Austin is to take place on May 1st to the 4th. It's an international Bitcoin developer conference series. So yeah, developers, if you're a developer or you know any, there you go. Happening in Austin, May 1st to the 4th. And here, by the way, this is just a little education because I like to educate on this channel. The gender neutral term for sugar daddy is glucose guardian.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh man. Sorry. And don't forget, Bitcoin fixes this. LOL. No. Yeah. Look, Bitcoin doesn't save us from death, guys. Okay? I have to relay the news to you. Bitcoin doesn't fix death, right? We're all gonna die still. This is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click the link on the top right here. Join our locals community. Oh, yeah. Come over here. Hang out. And we do the Bitcoin panel live stream every Friday. But not this Friday, because I'll be at BitBlock Boom. And so that's it for today. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, please. And like the video. And share it. Sharing it's the best way to help these messages get out. I hope you liked today's video, and I will be making videos from BitBlock Boom. They're going to look a lot different than these videos. They're going to the video quality and the audio quality is probably going to be a lot worse, but I look forward to making some videos from BitBlock Boom. So, all right, have a great week. I'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's video. All right.